On the show today, we have Howard and Howard's Michael Bell talking about how one Florida credit union is setting an unprecedented bank merger. So check it out. Let's set the stage here first. There's a credit union in Florida called Achieva Credit Union, and they're setting a precedent with a recent bank deal. And it's been kind of an uphill slog, as you have put it. But so give us, let's set the stage here. I mean, what is going on, and where do we stand at this point, and why is it unprecedented?
Yeah, Mike, thanks. And, you know, a little bit of this, people sometimes could say perhaps this is a bit of a nerdy type analysis. It's certainly a legal term of art, because in the past, all the acquisitions we've talked about have been what's called whole bank. Okay, the credit unions acquired the whole bank. Mm-hmm. Here, Achieva did the same exact thing. They acquired the whole bank, all of Colusa. The difference, though, is more than academic. The past transactions have all been done as purchase and assumptions. This one is done as a merger.
Okay.
People throw the word around loosely. I get it. We always talk about mergers. And operationally, they're all mergers.
Mm-hmm.
But legally and tax-wise and all those implications, regulatorily, this is the first time that a credit union has ever acquired via merger a bank. And that's significant.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So this has never happened before, I'm assuming? Or
that's right. Scale? Yeah, that's right. And interestingly enough, when we did the initial press release, a couple of the industry groups covering it actually reached out and pulled the story and said, no, it's not a merger. It's a purchase and assumption. And I explained, no, it's actually a merger. Okay. Trust me on this.
Okay.
Florida law, Achieva is a Florida chartered credit union. Florida law allows this for credit unions chartered in Florida.
Okay.
We figured that out and pushed it through. And it's a first. And so, you know, the banks have picked up on it, other credit unions. It's gotten a lot of press just because of its uniqueness.
Why was it structured as a merger
as opposed to
something else?
Fair question. You know, there are advantages, I believe, to both sides. This particular instance was initially driven by the selling bank. A profitable selling bank could have some tax issues if it was structured as a purchase and assumption.
Mm-hmm.
It could be avoided if it was a merger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the question came up, you know, could we do it? And that really kicked off the analysis, mm-hmm, and got us to where we are today.
Okay. And this means, I'm reading from the story here that was in Credit Union Journal where I saw it, and it's buying issued and outstanding stock. And that's part of the merger process, correct?
Yeah, let me explain it this way.
Yeah.
So when the credit unions buy a bank with a purchase and assumption, we buy it like we all understand. It's very tangible. So we give them cash, and then they sell us with, you know, an assignment agreement or a bill of sale. They sell us their ink pens.
Yep.
And a deed. They give us a deed to their branches.
Right.
You know, it's very tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Where in this instance, we give cash, and in exchange, we, through the magic of a merger, get everything that was Colusa Bank. It essentially comes in and then disappears into us.
Okay.
And that happens, you know, the bank was owned by stockholders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That stock gets redeemed.
Gotcha.
We get, you know, they give us a certificate. We cancel it and give them cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other, you know, very intricate legal things that occur, but it's a little bit different. As I mentioned, and there's a distinction here, each transaction we've done operationally is a merger. And that's where the credit union executives that do this may not care about the legal distinction. And I don't think they have to. You know, operationally, they care about what happens at closing when they turn the lights on and the sign changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the exact same. There wasn't a difference here between that and the others. That did not change. What changed is a bit academic, but let me expand, Mike.
Okay.
What it does is it gives credit unions an advantage, I believe.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, if a bank went for sale, we had one way to buy that bank. And often it was different from the way other competing banks might be bidding.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance in Florida now, if a bank goes up for sale, credit unions can participate on equal apple-to-apple type footing, where before we had a bit of a explanation to give. We had to worry about taxes, maybe. No longer. It's a completely level playing field.
Okay.
Which is significant.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, why is this? I mean, you mentioned it's significant. Why is it such a game? I mean, does this affect credit unions nationwide, or is it just a Florida thing? Or
fair question. And that was alluded to a little bit in the American Banker article. They were really, you know, the bankers were very interested. What does this mean? Yeah. And my answer is as follows. You know, without question, a Florida chartered credit union can do this because we did it. That's precedent setting. I also believe that there's some other states out there that can do the exact same thing. I'm not going to run off the states and cause a firestorm at the regulator, but there are some state statutes out there that allow this. But with a small change, I think federal credit unions could do it too. Today, it's not available for a federal credit union, okay, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think there needs to be a small language change and they could do it. Mm-hmm. And then again, in various states, there could be a small change and they could as well.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. And so what does this mean for future? I mean, because this is happening more and more often now. I mean,
that's
it
right.
Used to be back in the day, it was a pretty rare thing. But now, today, it's happening. I mean, both sides. I mean, I think banks buying credit unions is more rare
Correct.
Than the other way around, credit unions getting banks. So, but I mean, what does this mean for the future of these types of deals? So
yeah, well, I think banks? I think it's significant. And I've said the last time we talked, and I say every time I'm asked, you know, will there be more of these? And I always say yes, because there will be.
Yeah.
My belief, and I'd say my hope, I'm a credit union guy, right? My hope is that there's going to be even more of these. And I'll tell you that this extra avenue added to what we've already done is already increasing the numbers. And I said it, we're not naming names, but there's, you know, plenty of Florida credit unions out there that are absolutely fantastic mm-hmm. with sophisticated management and with capital
mm-hmm.
that are examining this opportunity.
Nice.
Absolutely.
So this is a pretty good deal for credit unions, this deal. So
it is. And let me say this again to highlight it. You know, just to really give you the scope, Florida credit unions, Florida charter credit unions are not limited to doing business in the state of Florida.
All
okay. So someone said to me, well, this is just for Florida. And I said, number one, no, there's some other states, but even if we just limited it to Florida, understand there are Florida charter credit unions doing business in other states, just like many state charters.
Exactly.
And boy, isn't this an interesting tool that could help a Florida charter credit union expand into yeah. adjacent states or states like Michigan, where mm-hmm. I sit today. You know, there's a lot of connectivity between your, you know, Michigan and Florida, Indiana, Ohio and Florida, mm-hmm. snowbirds, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
New York and Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. A Florida chartered credit union can really grow non-organically with this tool pretty interestingly, like I said, outside of Florida, which is extremely exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, I mean, we're talking, I mean, we hear in the news all the time, the credit union industry news, credit mm-hmm. unions merging with other credit unions or larger credit unions
yeah.
Acquiring smaller credit unions. And it's just kind of like, it's just the industry is consolidating. But now you're hearing credit unions merging with banks. And
yes.
so, and that's, I mean, that's a whole different ball of wax, but it still bodes well for the industry because that means we're growing.
Exceptional, Mike, that's right. There's two reasons, I think. One, we're growing. You hit the nail on the head. But secondly, this is interesting. Within our industry, the market, right, the regulations, the market just in general requires consolidation. Whether you like mergers and acquisitions or not, big credit unions, small credit unions, I'm not going to get into that political debate because yeah. I think they're both wonderful.
Right.
We need consolidation. How interesting if we can get consolidation, but outside of our industry.
Yeah.
I think that's a real relief valve for that pressure that can help all credit unions, not just the big sophisticated ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another avenue to strengthen credit unions and allow them to consolidate and grow that doesn't necessarily have that negative feeling that, you know, swallowing up the small guy does for some people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Here's kind of the $64,000 question. Are bankers nervous about this?
You know, it's interesting.
Or
so,
is it just business, you know?
Yeah, right. So I think I get two reactions from the bankers. The first one is confusion. You know, can this really happen? I'm confused. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they realize it, I think that they're just as open to it as anybody else, because put your shoes in that of a community banker. You have determined for some reason or another to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a million reasons why, but you decided
yeah.
to sell.
Yeah.
And you're going to get your best price now, I assure you, because you're going to have very competitive bidding. Mm-hmm. It does not hurt that process. It only helps. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times, I'll tell you, that I was involved in a process where the credit union didn't win. We weren't successful. It happens. But worst case scenario, we just pushed the price up. So a banker really can't complain at that.
Yeah.
You know, at the end, they got their money. Best deal.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And secondarily to that, the other reaction I get, and this Keith Liggett, you know, from Credit Union Watch, calls me. We talk. You know, he raises that point that he says, boy, whether this is good or bad, it's a bit unfair because it's really hard today for a bank to buy a credit union. And I told, you know, I would say, and it was in the American Banker article, I do agree. I think that the regulations today that are in place are difficult for a bank to buy a credit union. Mm-hmm. And let me say it this way. I think that if credit union membership, the owners of the credit union, for some reason or another, think it's best to sell to a bank, they ought to be able to do that.
Sure.
You know, democratically, if they've determined that their ownership interest, they cast that vote, I support them 100% and think they should do that. That's the nature of our movement.
Of course.
And today, I'll tell you, I think it's too hard. I think changes need to be made to that rule.
Yeah.
What I didn't say was, I think credit unions should sell to banks. No, no. You know, I don't think that's necessary. What I said was, is if credit union membership and an individual credit union thinks it's the best idea.
Yeah.
And there's a thing about, I think they should have that right and it should be fair.
Mm-hmm. Both sides.
Exactly. And then I believe that the right of the Florida Credit Union to do this merger that we've now shown, I think that should be given to federal credit unions. I think it makes sense, just like the federal FOM changes, you know, that Rick Metzger talked about, that they're putting through, you know, good job there.
Right.
There could, just like Dennis said the other day, I believe what he says. I think there should have been even more changes, but I'm happy. But we could do some work there and make sure that federal credit unions have the powers that the state of Florida credit unions do to this kind of deal.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is really good news for credit. I mean, you know, all the banks coming to credit union, that's another issue. But in this case, it's really good news for credit union because A, I think obviously the industry grows.
Yes.
B, there are bank customers that are turning into credit union members and seeing the benefits of being a member at a credit union, and then they can pass on the word to their family, friends, and peers about, hey, you know, my bank was just merged by a credit union, but it's pretty cool stuff. You know, we're still getting the same stuff, and we get all these other benefits, and it's a non-profit, all that type of stuff. So, I mean, it really, from my perspective, and probably yours as well, it bodes really, really well for the industry.
Yeah, it really does, and there's some real power for a credit union when we close a deal, and they then buy this bank and they get one, two, or three branches full of 4, 5, 6, 7, 10,000 bank customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that minute. And they then get a chance to say, you know, welcome. By the way, here's how we do business.
Yeah,
and here's some products we have that I don't think your bank had, by the way.
Yeah.
You want an auto loan? You know, you want a Christmas saver club? You want a consumer loan? And the wallet share growth and that type of thing is really dynamic. I mean, credit unions are out there every day kind of gutting it out for one member at a time, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bolt on 10,000 members and just sell them some stuff? You know,
exactly.
Really bring them in. It's powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
totally,
it's really powerful.
All right, wrap-up question here, Mr. Michael Bell. Any advice for credit unions looking to venture down this road to what can you tell? I mean, I'm sure this is going to happen more often now that this is – you've set the precedent. So any advice for credit unions looking at this, something like this in 2016, 17?
Yeah, what I would say is, I would definitely say that, you know, without being an alarmist and having my hair on fire, I would say that now's the time, all right, to think about this, both internal to our industry and external. This is the time to be a buyer. You know, pricing levels are lower, there's supply on the market, et cetera. So if someone is thinking about this, I would say don't delay. Don't think about this, because in 3, 4, 5 years, the cycles go up and down.
True.
And, you know, there'll be changes. I mean, that's just how this works. It's cyclical.
Yep.
So I would say, first, now's the time. Second, just for giggles, look around you a second. I know we focus on our competitors a lot of times, perhaps just credit unions or one or two banks. But open your eyes quick and look where you're at and where you think you want to be. And you might find some interesting targets there that you might want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We kind of had a one-track mind about growth. and about consolidation, and it's focused on credit unions. And that shouldn't change. It should be there. But open your eyes a bit and look at some of your bank neighbors, some savings and loans, mutuals, community banks, and just think about, boy, how interesting would it be if all of a sudden we could acquire them?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, oh, opportunities powerful. Abound, sir. Opportunities
That's right.
abound. Excellent. Well, great message to end on, Michael. Thank you so much for this information, and congrats on a great deal. And we look forward to seeing more of this type of news next year and the year after. So well done.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. And, you know, we should do this again in a year and just see how much more we have to talk about.
Exactly. That's Hopefully we'll have more to talk about.
That's right.
All right, man. Michael, thank you so much. Michael Bell, everybody, from Howard & Howard. Well done, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.